Welcome back to In Search of Tarot, a podcast that examines, questions, and reimagines our approach to life and the cards.
Through guest interviews and in-depth discussions, we'll explore and expand the beautiful complexities of spirituality, philosophy, magic, and more.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Angie.
And we're your hosts for this fascinating ride.
Thanks for being here with us.
Hi, everyone. So we're still on break between seasons 5 and 6, but there may be a couple of times when I pop back in to share things with you, and this is going to be one of those times. This month's free Mystic Missive email offering was an expansion of a piece that I shared about the Chariot card with our Patreon backers back in June as part of the annual Pride Plunge series that I offer every year on Patreon. And I'm considering beginning to share all of my Mystic Missives, both the free version that comes out monthly and the paid weekly version on Patreon, in audio as well as written format. And that's because a lot of my favorite tarot and astrologer creators do that. And I have really appreciated having both versions so that if I'm in a position where it's better to read, I can read it. Or if it's easier for me to listen to, I can listen to it. And it also provides more accessibility. So if you enjoy hearing this today, let me know, and I will perhaps keep sharing that out in this format. So as I mentioned, today's share is going to be an examination of the Chariot, and specifically the way that it constellates, to borrow from a teaching that I learned from Mary Kay Greer with the Tower card, and what that constellation can reveal to us about both cards. So before I read this piece to you, I want to share a really big piece of news about this podcast and something new and exciting that we're going to be experimenting with during this upcoming 6th season. So I'm a fan of all kinds of podcasts, and many of those are esoteric, tarot, astrology themed, but many of them are also not at all related to those topics. They're, you know, maybe more news and current events style. And something that a lot of those podcasts offer is stories from multiple writers and multiple interviewers. And as I was listening back to last season's wonderful final episode in which Angie interviewed Edgar Fabian Frias, I was really struck by how refreshing it was to listen to someone besides me doing the interview. I thought Angie and Edgar had a wonderful connection, wonderful chemistry, and I started to imagine how we might expand this podcast to include more of that. I was like, we need more of this. We need, you know, more of these amazing connections with people outside of my own bubble. And since the theme of our podcast is searching, I think it makes a lot of sense to have as many different people searching in as many different directions as we possibly can. I also personally believe that this is the best way to understand tarot, because I really think that when you talk about tarot, what you really have to do and what you really are doing is talking about life in general and all the different aspects of life. So we have reached out to 4 wonderful folks that we are planning to invite on this coming season as guest contributors to the show. And how this will look is each of these 4 folks will each take up 1 month where they will either write a story, present a story, in their own voice, in their own narration, and or they will invite a guest on for them to interview, someone that perhaps they have learned a lot from or whose work they admire, but they will maybe just have a dialogue between themselves and this other person. And as a trial run, we're going to be running these episodes once per month. So for the other 3 or 4 weeks of the month, it'll be kind of business as usual here. And then once a month, there will be this guest contributor episode. So as many of you know, last season, we were able to raise enough support thanks to our Patreon. Thank you, amazing, amazing, amazing folks on Patreon. We were able to raise enough money there to begin paying the guests that we bring on for interviews. And so as I was thinking up how we might do this guest contributor idea, it's very important to me that we keep moving forward with these goals rather than, you know, moving backward. And I don't believe that this is something that we should do if we are not able to provide the same financial compensation for these guest contributors as we do for all of our regular interview guests. Incidentally, I should share that these wonderful folks that we've lined up for these slots next season are none other than Jonathan Coe, Sam Valentine, Charlie Claire Burgess, and Maria Menounos. So if you are listening to this podcast right now, and if that is something that you are want to do on a regular basis, and if having these guest contributors excites you and, you know, you're interested to see who they might speak with or what stories they might decide to tell, then I really hope that you'll consider becoming a financial supporter of this podcast by joining us on Patreon at the $2, $5, or $10 a month level. Now, the benefits that we have for all those levels include these weekly Mystic Missives, as I mentioned. You get early access to all the podcast episodes. You get discounts and advance notice on workshops and classes. And you also get invitations to attend monthly tarot hangs with us on Zoom, where we just hang out, talk about the cards, talk about our lives. It's always an amazing experience every month. If you join at the $5 or $10 level, we will also be adding in the option of having your name announced as a thank you in our closing credits. And that can either be your real name or basically whatever name you want us to call you. You will hear us struggling through how to read whatever you put. You know, it's always a good time. And then if you give at the $10 level and you sustain that giving for 6 months or more, we are going to be creating some really fun In Search of Tarot merchandise, which will be delivered to your door as a thank you. So if this interests you, if you want to support what we're doing, if you believe in this vision of what the show could become, please consider joining us at patreon.com/insearchoftarot. I will also put that link in the show notes for this episode, and it lives on my Instagram links as well. All right, the last thing that I want to tell you before I share the Chariot piece is that I am currently wrapping up my year ahead reading offering for 2023. And the way that these have been working this year has been really special and really different than anything I've done before. What I do is I pull out your life path card and your cards of the year, and I spend some time meditating on those themes and the stories that I see told in those cards. And then I pull a sacred text to work with. The way that I kind of read all books really is constantly scribbling in the margin how I see tarot reflected in the themes and the stories and the characters or the ideas in these books. So I go to my library, I find books that I've, you know, had these thoughts about these particular cards that relate to your life path and your cards of the year. And we enter into the reading through those texts, seeing what comes up for you, what they inspire in you. And then we begin pulling cards kind of in a more regular fashion. But it's been really special. It's been really deep. And if you would like to work with me and do a year ahead reading, I still have a few slots available, but I'm going to be closing my books for that on January 15th. So I will also put the link to that in the show notes. And you can always go to my website, manofthecards.com. And I would love to work with you. All right. So now I'm going to share this piece on the Chariot and the Tower, which I called Cracking the Chariot. In her book, Pleasure Activism, The Politics of Feeling Good, Adrienne Marie Brown writes, quote, "The parts of our imaginations that hold what we most desire, what brings us pleasure, what makes us scream yes, are where we must seed the future, turn toward justice and liberation, and reprogram ourselves to desire sexually and erotically empowered lives," end quote. For many of us, January is a time of seeding the future, and you may have heard that 2023 is a year of the Chariot in tarot speak. We come to this through the numerology of the year. 2 + 0 + 2 + 3 = 7, and 7 = the Chariot. Just as a crab relies on their shell for protection, tarot teacher Lindsay Mack describes the Chariot as our constructed sense of self that we sometimes rely on to protect the soft, vulnerable underbelly. I find Mary Kay Greer's teaching around tarot constellations to be incredibly helpful in understanding the depth of the major arcana archetypes. Using this method, the Chariot, 7, constellates with the Tower, 16, 1 + 6 = 7. Today, we're going to explore how these two archetypes relate with one another and what stories they can help each other tell. The Tower often points to themes of transformation, exposure, and release. Mack draws our eyes to the plummeting figure in the Smith Rider-Waite deck interpretation of the Tower and reminds us that we survive crashes and falls better when we allow our bodies to relax before impact. According to scienceabc.com, By relaxing your muscles, you are allowing the different parts of your body to move independently in reaction to the collision. What would change if we simply surrendered? Mac asks. I'm getting ready to enter into Leah Garza's year-long learning container, Living Systems, which focuses on decoloniality. In her website description for the course, Garza explains the distinction between decoloniality and social justice by pointing to the teaching of Bayo Okomolafe, who, according to Garza, has coined the term post-activism to refer to what happens when we engage in the world, not from the place of having to save the world, but from a place of knowing we are the world. When the Supreme Court reversal of Roe v. Wade happened last year, I noticed a sudden influx of tarot readers and writers sharing thoughts on the tower in emails and on social media. It was a striking moment. Mixed in among these babble voices, I came across an interview with Okomolafe in which he posed the question, what if there's a space for just sitting with the trouble of noticing that the things we've lost may never come back to us? This reminded me of one of the most profound learnings of my life, which is that when we don't know what to do, we can simply say so. In her book, A Return to Love, Marianne Williamson writes, "As uncomfortable as our life may be, as painful or even desperate at times, the life we're living is the life we know, and we cling to the old rather than try something new." If we think of the chariot as our container or our sense of what we already know, then the tower might seem like a pretty threatening obstacle in the road. But I've been thinking a lot about what it might take to seize the reins of my story, and the destructive impulse of the tower feels like the dynamite I need. According to Australian anthropologist Michael Tosig, wildness challenges the unity of the symbol, the transcendent totalization binding the image to that which it represents. Wildness pries open this unity, and its place creates slippage and a grinding articulation between signifier and signified. For me, the space of distance and slippage is the margin, the strange liminal trickster space that connects us with the possibility of queerness, which, according to Jose Esteban Munoz, is always an ideality, the warm illumination of a horizon imbued with potentiality. If what Munoz says is true and we are, quote, not yet queer, then the construction of queerness that exists in the public imagination, the chariot, which has been built around us, only serves to hold us back from our true connection with wildness of the margin. But as Finn Schubert writes, I need to know how I exist to cis people in order to see clearly which of these stories I want to take on and which I want to reject. If I didn't do the work of asking myself how I exist in the cis imagination, I might mistake it for who I actually am. Shape-shifting, teleporting, astral projecting, these are all trickster powers. So are chaos and destruction. In mythology, heroes face their fears while tricksters outwit and transform them. When answering questions of right and wrong, this or that, life or death, Okomolafe posits, I wonder if the trickster isn't beckoning us at the wilds beyond our fences, wanting us to dance between the binary in the tower being life and death. Marginals are intimately familiar with the life-saving power of the trickster. Because our identities have not been accepted and therefore codified into the center narrative, we are constantly transforming and reshaping ourselves, sometimes in an effort to become more legible, but often in an expression of pure joy and imagination, a deeply necessary component of human thriving. What fantasies open in our minds when we submit to the sheer terror of the tower's fall? What awaits us after the crack of the chariot? These questions invite fear, but it may be helpful to investigate what gets framed as crisis and by whom. Those with the power to dictate what we should be afraid of can also dictate our solutions. Hell exists. Save yourself. Join our church and find God. As Raoul Vanegem writes in his book, The Movement of the Free Spirit, the end of the world, with or without renewal, is profitable only in its anticipation. Our current moment calls for a kind of heretical vulnerability. The fall is more than necessary. It is inevitable. I'm feeling personally called to burn the pages of the plot I never wrote about myself, but which I've been living out in a kind of dull daze. This is queer radicalism. This is Chariot Tower work. In Search of Tarot is independently written, recorded, edited, and transcribed by Nick Kepley and Angie Miller. You can follow Angie on Instagram at birdgirl underscore, that's B-I-R-D-G-E-R-H-L underscore, and you can follow me, Nick, on Instagram at In Search of Tarot. Have a question or a comment? Email us at isotpod@gmail.com.
We also invite you to leave us a rating and review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.